it's good. It's gonna be.
You're tired. It's gonna be. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every weekday morning you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of.
Nothing.
Coffee.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Maybe we'll
is
both.
Is it hot? It's
lukewarm. It's not hot. It's not even warm. Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every weekday morning you and I... Hey, don't drink all my coffee. Yell it off, sleep.
You're almost out of coffee.
I'm almost out, yeah. Especially we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2024, Lord willing, we'll make it through the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Hebrews. All right. Oh, I got to look at my list here. See what we're at. So this morning we are at, okay, let's see, Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20, verses 22 through 29. Well, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers.
Oh, I found Daniel.
Well, we're not looking for Daniel. You're way too far. So we're in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers.
Numbers
chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20.
Can I have more coffee?
No, you can't have more coffee. And we're gonna be right.
Can I
here.
Just drink your whole thing?
No, you can't drink. Okay, Numbers chapter 20, beginning at verse 22.
Now the children of Israel, now the
whole congregation journeyed from Kadesh.
And came to
Mount Hor. You can keep reading.
And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron.
In Mount Hor by the border of the land of in the border of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered
to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to him,
to the children of
Israel.
Because you rebelled
against me.
No, against my word
at the water of
Meribah. Take
Aaron
and Eleazar,
his son,
and bring them
up to
Mount Hor.
And strip Aaron of his
garments.
And put them on
Eleazar,
his son, for Aaron shall be gathered to his people and die. So Moses did just as the Lord commanded, and they went up to Mount Hor in the sight of all the
congregation. Moses stripped
Aaron of his
garments
and put them on Eleazar, his son. And Aaron did
die
there on the top of the mountain of
Then
Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. Now when all...
Dude, you didn't really get it reading.
Now when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, all the house of Israel mourned for Aaron
30 days. Dude, you just read the whole paragraph. Good job, man. All right, so what's this about?
It's about he rebelled, so.
He rebelled, and so was he going to get to enter into the land of promise?
Nope. I killed him.
Well, he died, right? So he died.
God, basically.
Well, it doesn't tell us that God killed him. We just know that he died. Right? It doesn't give us any of the circumstances of it. Right? But we know that he goes, and they're out in the wilderness on Mount Hor, and they die. Right? He dies. Who gets his priestly clothing?
His son.
His son. Do you remember his son's name?
Eleazar.
Eleazar, that's right. So Eleazar gets his clothing that makes him the new...
King. No, priest.
New high priest, that's right. So he's the new high priest. Well, what was the rebellion that he's talking about? Do you know?
Moses struck the rock 2 times.
That's right. Moses struck the rock 2 times and Aaron heard the instructions and went along with it. And so God says, nope, neither of you guys are allowed to enter into the promised land. And so how do the people respond? Are they happy? Like, woo, good, that was easy.
Like,
yeah, right, so they're sad. Right, they mourn for 30 days. So for a whole month, they have grief and wailing, and it takes them a month to kind of get back right.
Okay, I'm better.
Okay. What do you think is the best verse to summarize this?
I think on the mountain.
Oh, okay. So when they're on the mountain and he dies? Okay,
yeah,
so maybe you're talking about verse 25 and 26.
So I read all that.
You read all of this, yep. Yep, so 25 and 26. I think that's good. Yeah, so that's good. So what do you think this calls us to do? So we did A, what's this about, right? Aaron, the chief priest, dies. B, what's the best verse to summarize? And C,
don't be rebellious.
Don't be rebellious. That's easy, right? What? I thought you were always good. You never rebelled. I mean, I'm always good. I never do anything wrong.
Yeah, you don't do anything
wrong. Hey, don't tell everybody my secrets.
You definitely don't do anything wrong.
No, right. We all fail. So what hope is there for Moses and Aaron then?
That they...
I mean, Aaron dies. Is he just in the grave, dead forever? No hope?
Nope. Because God shows mercy.
That's right. God shows mercy.
I'm still tired.
Yeah, God shows mercy. Does
can I have a little coffee so I can get untired?
No. Does God show mercy to you?
Mm-hmm.
How does he show us mercy?
When he died on the cross.
That's right. And does he give us his spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And does he comfort us?
Uh-huh.
Even in our grief and sorrow?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right? So there's blessings that God gives us. Even with Moses and Aaron.
Yep. But I'm still tired. So tired I can sleep right now.
So you're ready to be done?
I got woken up. I'm in a nice warm bed.
Yeah. Would you like to be done?
Maybe.
Okay, would you like to pray?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to pray.
You are.
Oh, okay. Lord, we thank you so much that you show us mercy, even in Jesus dying on the cross for us and giving us hope even in this life and even in death. Even when we sin, Lord, we know that you have given us your spotless lamb. Father, we pray that we would trust in you. Father, we thank you for all the good gifts you give us. We thank you for the blessing of family. We thank you for your word. We even thank you for coffee. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you. May you walk in the joy and peace that comes from Jesus.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.